Hello and welcome to LMS Radio. My name is Gina and I'm broadcasting in the park. I think it's Saturday, the 10th of September. Now it's very warm, it's very quiet. I'm just strolling inside the park. This is my second, third, fourth broadcasting inside the park. It's fantastic. It's calm. The bird is in front of me. It's all greenery. Can hear cars going by behind me. Saw somebody just going for a stroll, you know, running. Oh, I'm just here in the park. Just, oh, fantastic, you know. Just having a little walk. So I'm going to go around the park. By the way, it's Park in Surrey in Merton. And I'm just going to go for a walk, a complete stroll inside the park, broadcasting live to you. Now, this is a fantastic thing with Podbean. You know, this is mobile radio internet. I'm actually in the park broadcasting live. It's absolutely amazing. So what do I see? A couple of swings in front of me, chairs in front of me, and this... I'm not under a tree anymore broadcasting. I'm actually walking. I don't know if you can hear the birds singing. No? Can you hear them? You can't hear them anyway. But anyway, oh my goodness. So in everyday news. So what's in the news today? Well, as you very well know, we've got a new Prime Minister. And so sad, the Queen of England has died. And we have a new monarchy. And his name is... King Charles III. So that's the new news in the UK. Queen Elizabeth has died and we have a new king. Well, bit of a surprise, isn't it? And what's his name? You know, Prince William is now called the Duke of Wales. Is it the Prince of Wales, and Catherine, the wife, is the Princess of Wales, right? So this is the new thing now that we're having to call. So you have to get used to all this now. She's not anymore Catherine Middleton. She's Princess of Wales, Princess Catherine of Wales, or as I like to call her, Princess Katie of Wales. So let me just see. I'm just gonna have a good stroll. I don't know what you can't hear it, can you? You might not be able to hear the wind blowing. As I said, the wind is blowing in the air. In front of me is there's nobody hardly in the park here. It's very quiet. Still, the man who's jogging. There's a man who's doing his little jog in the park. So I've got the park, I'm not saying to myself, but it's very quiet. Oh, and you know, it's been some of the things that you're seeing that right now, it's been quite different. You know, we've got all these flowers at Buckingham Palace, all the displays of, you know, flowers just there adorning the gates of the palace. You know, it's very different now. This woman has been Queen of England for what? Is it 72 years? So she's been the longest queen we've ever had. And she's gone through a succession of 15 prime ministers. Wow. My goodness, what do you say? And anyway, stop talking about myself and about you. Many thanks to so many listeners. And I know many of these listeners are coming from New York, as always. Thank you, and California. And, you know, it's very different, you know, with the economy and how things are going on. You just, oh dear. It's very different. It's very quiet. But many years ago, 1995, I remember it very well, I was in Brighton, and I'll just tell you a story. This is everyday news coming from the park anyway. And I remember there was a radio presenter I met from South Africa, and his name was called Suzwe, and I always remember him. He was only 4 feet tall, just 4 feet, but he had accomplished quite a lot of things. His teacher was his wife was a teacher, and he lived in St. Petersburg, and he worked as a pastor, and he was a radio presenter, a volunteer radio presenter. How he ended up in the UK was that he had, what had he done? He had actually, there was a magazine that was asking for volunteers, and he was a volunteer for this magazine. And the magazine required volunteers, and he decided that he applied for the job, and he came here, and he was in Brighton with a group of other South African people. And, he managed to get this job, and I'll always remember him. When you look at South Africa, you look at the people, and you look at all these things that's going on. And that man, right, because Suzwe is not a white South African, he was an unwhite South African, but he had managed to achieve so much. He actually came to the UK, and he went to Brighton, BBC Radio Brighton, because what I discovered, what he said to me was that the BBC was, the country is part of South Africa, St. Petersburg, and he did radio presenting for them. So when he came to the UK, he informed the BBC that he's here, and they told him to come to BBC Radio Brighton, and he did a show there. I didn't hear his show, but anyway, that's what he said. So anyway, you know, this is just a story, so all the things that you get to hear. You know, that is going on. That it was even in my life as well. When I looked at this way, he was quite short man, 4 feet, but he had actually succeeded in all the things. So I'll always remember this way as one of the very first people that, you know, he's an inspiration because of all the things that's happened in South Africa. And this man managed to achieve something. So, you know, anything can be achieved. It doesn't matter who you are or what you are. And even in the climate that you're living in, things can be achieved. This is a very unusual world that we're living inside with unusual things. Yes, it is. Yeah. I was just speaking to somebody on the... as I'm just going through the park, just the man just heard me. As I'm saying, I'm speaking to you right now. Just said that it's an unusual word, so he just commented. So, you know, this is the different things that you get inside the park when you talk about things, and all the interesting things that you get to hear, got to see. Well, you know, so let me see what's in front of me. Well, they've got some kind of new design inside the park. Very unusual. Got a couple of squirrels in front of me, looking for nuts as usual. Oh, I'm telling you, it's so lovely when the squirrels are going through the park. Couple of birds in front of me, got the birds and the squirrels as well. They're side by side. Squirrels climbing up the tree. This is just a thing, just walking through the park. And it's fantastic. It's getting a bit chilly. Ooh, my goodness. A little chilly, but it's not that chilly. It's not that cold. This is just, in front of me is a couple of swings. Well, there's not many people on the swings anyway, so. Oh, dear. Just walking through the park, just seeing things, just commenting on the things that I'm seeing inside the park. And the day is going by, and the things going by. And many thanks to you, the listeners. Thank you from, as I said, New York as well. Many thanks to all of you from, as I said, oh dear, now what have I just done now? Right, okay. Oh, just technicalities. You know, when you're on the mobile phone and you're broadcasting, it sometimes just goes off and you quickly have to do, oh good, what am I going to do now? What buttons to press? Many thanks to listeners from New York, California, Massachusetts, Oregon, Ohio. We've never got any listeners from Hawaii. No. Many thanks to listeners from Philadelphia and listeners from Pennsylvania and listeners from Michigan and, my goodness, Kentucky, Louisiana. Thank you so much. You know, we're having listeners from quite a lot of places in America, but you know, just to trying to remember all of these people. So I usually have a piece of paper with me and I'll just say thanks to all of these listeners from this country, that country, and thanks to listeners from the UK and Australia and Queensland in Australia and Victoria and Canada, Mantua in Canada. And there's also a place called Swanswashkin in Canada. I can't remember. Maybe I haven't said it properly, but many thanks to people from that part of Canada as well. And British Columbia, I remember that one. Thank you to so many of you. We have never had any listeners from Malta. No listeners from Italy. No listeners from Monaco. And there's no listeners from Greenland. Anyway, LMS Radio is available on Sonos, Boss Speaker, and Google Chrome. Oh, there's a squirrel in front of me. Sorry, there's a squirrel in front of me. And he's just cracking the nut and eating it. Oh, it's so lovely. I wish you were here just seeing this lovely squirrel. Just, you know, it's just so lovely just being in the park, in the fresh air. Look, the squirrel's looking at me as I'm speaking. And it's foraging around. It's absolutely lovely, you know, when you just walk through the park. And yes, a squirrel, well, a nut just came across me. I just threw it down. Lucky it missed me. Thank heavens. Anyway, maybe you can hear this, the plane flying on top, because that's the sound. Anyway, we have listeners from, thanks so many. And we're available, as I said, on Google Chrome, and WeNap, and we're also available on Player FM, iHeart America, TuneIn Radio, and Podchaser. We are available in quite a lot of places. Oh my goodness me. Anyway, another squirrel's climb up the tree. Oh yes, we're available under the name of H Takeaway Plus, PLUS, and we are also available on Patreon.com. Now, Patreon is our new membership scheme for many of you who like to be a supporter of LMS Radio. So that's something you should consider trying out. Well, anyway, thank you so much for listening to me. I'm still gonna go on my walk in the park, and the music's still playing on. I wish you can hear. I wanted to do a full, complete walk in the park. Full, complete walk. Just going inside the park. Two squirrels are in front of me inside the park. Oh, my goodness. This is just wonderful. It's a breath of fresh air, I'm telling you. Just going through the park, seeing the birds. Walking as well. You know, Podbean is very, very unusual compared to other podcast. You know, I am in the park broadcasting, speaking to you live in the park. Now, this is one of the best things that I liked about Podbean. It's unique point of sale. This is known as internet mobile broadcasting. I'm on mobile phone talking to you in the park live. Fantastic. Now, Podbean is the only podcast radio station that does this, and very few podcast radio stations are on mobile. They're all on, can you hear that one? They are all on the laptop. So I'm actually on a mobile phone broadcasting to you, and I think somebody's just gone for a run inside the park. See a couple of birds in front of me here. So I'm still doing my walk around the park, and it's a long walk in the park. Oh, that's the crow. I don't know if you can hear the crow. Oh my goodness, it's one, isn't it, with these crows, that which you're hearing. Blimey, these animals. Oh, well. Oh, golden bennet. Ah, there you were. There it is again. That's the crow again, telling us again, giving us the crow song. It's the crow song that we're all going to listen to, isn't it? Uh-huh. So I'm still doing my long walk in the park. A breath of fresh air for me. I hope also you enjoy me, you know, doing this park walks, this park broadcasting, because it's very, you know, it's very wholesome, it's very nice. You get out of the studio, get out of the house as well, and you just walk down the street doing all this. Now, the very first time when I tried this out was at Christmas. I was walking down the street at Christmas, just with the mobile phone, just broadcasting. And I just said, can I actually broadcast with the mobile phone, do a live show out in the street? And yes, I can. And I'm right here doing my show in the park. You know, it's not just in the park, but it's anywhere. This is the unique selling point of Podbean. And I would always say thanks to Podbean. You know, this is a fantastic company, podcast company, what it does. So, you know, I have to say, well done to Podbean. You can actually do a radio station live in the street on your mobile phone, which is what I am doing. So I'm just going to complete my full park walk, still walking inside the park. I'll just mention all the interesting things that are happening inside the park. Oh, there's a dog sprinting in front of me there. Lovely dog. And there's a couple of crows inside. Oh, and there's a sterling bird just, you know, flying in front of me. Oh, it's absolutely lovely, I can tell you. Oh, there's the man stroking his dog. And there's a couple of squirrels climbing up the tree, as usual. They're usually looking for something to eat. You always know with these squirrels. It's absolutely been lovely walking through the park, enjoying myself, doing the outside broadcast. Oh, as I said, with Podbean, this is absolutely fantastic. I'm in the park. I'm actually on my mobile phone broadcasting. Now, where else would you be able to have this? Now, this is the unique selling point with Podbean. When you look at this Podbean app, and Podbean is absolutely very different compared to other broadcasters. It's not just a broadcast, but podcasters. This is absolutely fantastic. Who would ever believe you can actually go out there, have your mobile phone, and entertain people, and do a live radio broadcast, which is what I am actually doing.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's a couple of birds singing there. And, you know, as listeners, you can always call LMS Radio. There's a button that you can just, you know, call for the show. And you can also see this button as well, where you can send messages. And we will always be like to hear your messages. And you can also get us on email. So I'll type the email down there for you. You can always contact us via email if you want to. And we'll also give you our phone number. You know, it's very easy now for you to contact LMS Radio. You can contact us through patreon.com as well. You want to say anything? Oh, yes. So how do you get with patreon.com? Well, you go to patreon.com and you'll see creators. Type in LMS Radio and we will come up. And you can find out more about this radio station, who we are, what we do. And patreon.com, as I told you, is our membership scheme. Oh my goodness. There's a couple of, this is a new thing, you know, there's a couple of garages in front of me. Now I am in Merton in Surrey. Just walking through the park, walking through, just seeing the idyllic place, how things are. You know, this is everyday talk. Just talking, just how interesting things are even for you. But you can call in and just speak about yourself. In this other podcast I've been looking at, one podcast is Bethany Breakfast. Thanks, Bethany. And there's another one called King. Is it Hennessy? Keithley? And there's that one as well. So you know, there's so many of these podcast and radio shows that are on, and I know many of them are following me and I'm following them as well. Thank you so much. Well, my goodness. Oh, good Lord. So I'm enjoying myself. Just walking in the park, it's just so calm. So what other news are we on today? Well, I can definitely see, did I talk about the one of Aung San Suu Kyi? She used to be the former Prime Minister of Burma. She's been sentenced back to 3 years in prison. My goodness, oh dear. Because that Aung San Suu Kyi, she actually lived here in the UK. She's lived in Oxford. And her husband used to be a doctor consultant at one of the hospitals. And he actually died in the hospital that he actually worked in. And Aung San Suu Kyi, she went back to Burma and she became the president of the country. Oh dear. Okay. That's a duck, you know. I mean, you've got incidents of people just, oh my goodness. Now, just up the road down here in England, the police shot a man, unarmed man, in his car. Oh God, you know, you're hearing stories like this, what the police are doing, and you know, all these gun crimes, the shootings, and this man was actually driving his car. Police pulled up a gun and just shot him fatally. Well, there's going to have a police inquiry about why they did this. So you're hearing all these unbelievable stories in this country. And you are also hearing these stories in another country. And I believe also when the Queen died, you had so many of these presidents and prime ministers saying, oh, that she's a wonderful person. She's like this, she's like that. Well, you know, I've been in England here I've been here in London for about 30 years, or 20 years. To tell you the truth, I have never met the Queen of England. I saw her just once. I was just standing there. You know, we're back in her palaces in central London, and there was just this car just speeding in front of me. And there was the Queen of England and her husband, Prince Philip. I have lived in London for 30 years. I have never met the Queen of England. I have never met any of the British royal family. I've seen them in the car. I saw Princess Diana in the car when she was just speeding away because they're all going around in the chauffeur-driven cars. But I have never met any of them. You actually see them where they're going around the chauffeur-driven cars as always. But I've never met any of them. Never met the Queen of England. Never met her. I've been here 30 years in London. Never met that woman. No. So they've sent other people, said, oh, that they've met her. How wonderful she is. She's like this. She's like that. Well, there's many people who were her subjects. And we have never met this woman. In fact, I've never met any of the royal family. And I'm not the only one. But they have all these other engagements. They said they've got engagement there, engagement all over the place. But the one with the Princess Diana is very unusual. I worked in a school, and Diana came to the school, this was years ago, about 30 years ago, and Diana was the guest of honor in the school. I wasn't there. How I saw this, they had this photograph inside the school, and there was a picture of Princess Diana. And she went to a school in Dorset, she went to this school in Dorset to do a presentation. And I'm telling you, I was in Dorset, but I had no idea that Princess Diana had come to this private school for an engagement. Well, you know, you learn all these things. Right. Oh, yeah. That's the other thing with the royal family. Do you know what with the royal family? Do you know what they actually do? You know, when they travel secretly at night. Because one day, and I was walking down the street, I saw this big, very large car, limousine car, so many black cars, right? Pristine, lovely black cars. They were all driving in a row. And they were actually members of the royal family. And they travel around at night when the road is clear and nobody's there. Because I used to wonder, how are they able to go around from one place to one place? One minute you see them in Buckingham Palace, the next you'll see them over there. And it actually turned out they travel at night when it's very quiet, and it's peaceful, and nobody would be hanging around. Oh yes, another Queen of England, know her body. They've taken her body from Balmoral Castle where she's been buried. They're driving up her body in a motorway, this car, limousine, as usual, VIP, escorted with the police and helicopters all over the place. And they're driving her to Aberdeen in Scotland. And from Aberdeen, she will be driven, I believe, in the street to Windsor Castle, and she's going to be buried there. Whether she's going to have a state funeral, I don't know. So this is what they're going to do with the Queen of England. So we have to wait to see. And her funeral is in 10 days' time. Well, we'll all be there waiting to see for all this one. Anyway, this is from me, Gina, saying to you, thank you so much for listening. Oh, broadcasting in the park, wonderful. It's gonna start raining because the clouds are going dark now, and I don't know whether you can hear. Is it a woodpecker? With the sound? No, it's not a woodpecker. I think it was actually somebody doing some screwing in their house, or you know, people doing building work. And it's going to start raining, so I'm going to go off now. It's getting very dark. The clouds are getting dark. Yep. So thank you so much for listening to LMS Radio in the park. So, you know, this is now September, and I think I started this in the park in July. I started it, so now it's September. So, the weather's, one minute the weather's warm, the next the weather's cold. It's getting a bit chilly right now. But anyway, it's been just fantastic. Coming outside in the park, broadcasting, meeting people, seeing everything. And now that the weather's changing, so I'm going to see if we can still continue doing broadcasting in the park. There's a very large bird in front of me. It's quite big. Wonder where. You know what? Nowadays, we're having seagulls inside the city. You hear all the seagulls, you know, with the loud noises. This is something that's very new in the UK. Seagulls are from the seaside. You get them in the seaside, and they're getting them coming flying over to the city as well. This is all the things that's, you know, it's changing inside the UK, so things are not what it used to be. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to LMS Radio. My name is Gina, and I hope to see you next time. So, bye-bye from me.